A Slice of Heaven on Earth. The banner in the village hall announces that it's Alan's 80th birthday. Below are tables filled with food. The devil stands nearby, eating a scotch egg, napkin held below to catch any crumbs. He's never met Alan, but he can't resist a party at village hall.
How do you know Al?
The young woman beside him has a plate filled with buffet food. She might be making conversation, or she might be checking that he's supposed to be there.
We worked together for a time.
The devil is lying. He has never met Alan. He just likes family celebrations. When he shakes people's hand with just the right amount of grip and looks into their eyes, it's usually enough to persuade people that he's supposed to be there, particularly when followed up with a well-chosen question to move the topic along. The devil introduces himself as Eric. The woman says she's Alice, and the devil thinks that she looks like an Alice. She's a teacher, and he wishes he'd attended a primary school run by women like Alice. An uncle comes by with a camera, and the devil poses, even though the photo won't come out. He feels less guilty about this, now everyone uses digital, and he is not ruining film. The devil has always liked village halls. Nobody else knows how similar they are to the old halls that once dotted the landscape, where people shared warmth and food in winter. Now, it's hatches, matches and dispatches, or the occasional big birthday. Bards have been replaced by mobile discos, but it's still important for people to come together. He goes outside for a smoke. His eyes are sharp enough to see the kids who've wandered across the road for a joint. A couple of men loiter by the cars, one offering the other some devil's dandruff. The devil is not impressed, since cocaine has never much agreed with him. He remembers the 1970s and a lost few weeks with a rock star in California. Never again. Everyone is called inside for the cake cutting. He always stays until the cake is cut. Sometimes the speeches make him sad at how short life is. Funerals come too close to weddings. But the good moments make him happy. He takes his slice, wraps it in a napkin, and pops it in his pocket. He listens to a story about how the surly 15-year-old, one of those who'd been outside smoking dope, once kept everyone awake as a baby on a camping trip. The devil likes stories, and does not need them to be dramatic. It makes him happy to hear about long lives, celebrated by rooms full of people. He talks to the other guests, even spends a little time with the local vicar, who invites him to pop along one Sunday. The devil is too polite to explain why he won't take the offer up. The devil leaves when he starts feeling sad about a lost lover, returning to the cottage where he once lived with that wife. It has no bed, as the devil never sleeps, but it has an excellent library. He places the night's cake in the pantry, with hundreds of other pieces. The attic contains trunks full of fruitcake. The devil's memory is good, and he remembers where each one came from.